How much does a load offer you twice in the end zone? That's been something that you're even trying to do.
Well, it was big for me, and it felt good. And actually, on the first touchdown, when I got in the end zone, I kissed the end zone. So it felt good to get in there, but it felt even better to get this win.
You talked the other day about what a struggle physically it's been, but the last couple weeks feeling good. You kind of became the go-to guy again today. How nice was it? How'd you feel after?
I told you, for the past 2 weeks, I've been feeling great, better than before I reported to camp. And it was just a matter of time before, I'll do some things to help our team win. And it feels good. And we're going to keep this thing rolling through the month of December. No, not at all. You got T Speed back there, Tatum Bell, and actually Hill's just been doing a great job, so that's what's been keeping Tatum on the sideline. But Tatum he's a premier back in this lead, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do. But I'm pretty sure Hillis will heal up pretty quick, and we'll have him for Carolina.
So that second touchdown, you get hit on the 5-yard line. You do that little spin there. I mean, what's going through your head? Just fight.
I was hungry. I was hungry for that end zone. I smelt it, and I went and got it. So, it was a big touchdown. I think it put us ahead or tied it. I'm not sure, but it was a big touchdown for our ball club.
Speaking of being ahead, that was the first time you had the lead here in 13 quarters. What does it mean to get a win here?
I didn't know that. It's big, It means a lot, when you play good in front of your fans. They come out and they spend big bucks for those tickets, and that's our way of paying them back, is playing good. So we have great fans, and we always want to just treat them good, so to speak.
What's it feel like in the huddle when you've got long drives going 80, 95 yards like that?
That's what the off season's for. It's a grind, and right now everybody's hurting. Everybody's tired. It's the month of December. And, that's when the best man wins. So I think we have great character in our locker room and even in our huddle. So that's what, gave us the edge today.
So you were coming in suits earlier in the year.
Yeah. Just a little bit more comfortable. Just wanted to get back to basics. But, No, I'm just playing. No, I don't have enough suits. I ran out and I had to save some for the road. I was trying to come up with a good answer, but I'm fourth round. I only got about 12 suits in the closet. I know, but I don't want to keep showing y'all the same suit. Maybe change up the tie a little bit, shirt maybe, but.
Should I start bringing out some playoff tickets right now?
You know what? We got a lot of ball left, 3 games to go, but, that's what we're headed to, and that's the direction our organization's headed to, and it's going to be good to get back there. Haven't been there in the past 2 years.
That Jay coming back, that early pick, you guys are at that deficit, just kind of keeping the course and actually, like you said, having all those long drives after that and kind of ignoring the fact that it's such a bad start.
I think we needed that, the prove to our, not to to everybody, but to ourselves that we can come back from a bad start. We haven't done it all year, and, it feels good to be able to do it today, and especially in the month of December when we expect to play our best ball.
What did you save the ball after the first touchdown? Was that for anybody?
Yeah, that game ball was, I text Harvey Steinberg last week, and I told him, thanks for everything he's done for me, and not just him, but his family. And I told him when I scored a game-winning touchdown, I'm going to dedicate the ball to him. But I didn't get a chance to score that touchdown. And this week, I had opportunity to score. And, that's for the Harvey Steinberg, the Steinberg family. So,
Where do you talk about a little, your offense and defense this year, injury after injury after injury. Today, Stokely goes out. Hillis goes out. Just talk about the fortitude of this team continually coming back from all these injuries that you guys have.
I just think that shows the character that our coaches in our front office went out and got those guys, the guys in our locker room, to be able to step up when guys go down and make plays. And we expect no drop-off when guys go down. So I think we got great character in our locker room and great talent. So hopefully we can get a little healthy and continue to play great ball.
Last question.